Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you. This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Oh yes, it is time to open. Thank you, Bent Miguin. He wrote that music for us, God, over 20 years ago. This is Dr. Val Kirkgaard, and you're listening to Waking Up in America with Randy Shannon and Louis Constantine, M.D. And boy, this is wonderful. Our program is presented by Mary Louise Zeller, 20 times gold medal taekwondo champion in forms, an international Kayani distribution agent. Well, I understand she's now a purple diamond, and we'll talk more about that on the show. She's with us today, and we're all very excited to have this enormous presence joining us on Waking Up in America. Number one in the world. That's her nature. This is the woman that always threw away the silver and bronze. She only kept the gold medals on her wall, and the walls practically fell over from the weight. We do dynamic radio dialogues on Life Today in America, and what can I say? We're here to do Crisis at Opportunity Part 2, because everybody's always shooting in the world for creating the best of everything, and sometimes the world dishes you circumstances that aren't necessarily, that you wouldn't choose them if you said in the morning, gee, what should I do today? Mary Louise and I both have had totaled our cars in the last month, just for starters. And each of those, for her and myself as well, it was actually an awareness that, for me, I remember as my car was rolling over, it was an awareness of, I said to myself, is this how I go? And what happens as you go through life and you have your dialogues and you complete your past and you reach for your dreams and you stay engaged in possibility and you strengthen your body and your dialogues and your relationships, magical things begin to happen when you shed the past things that have been bothering you. So we're real happy to be part of that conversation. We've been on the air for 27 years. Oh my gosh, 27 years now. So Bob Stracosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that is changing the world. I know that these conversations inspire people, because we were just born into the world just like you were born into the world, and fortunately we had a set of possibilities that allowed us to reach out and be a part of this radio program or any kind of participation. As I said, Mary Louise is number one in the world in Kayani, and she was number one in the world as a taekwondo person. So are we really surprised? And by the way, she didn't start until she was 45. So you might hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing as we call in from our homes and offices all over the world to cause this program. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, in the Lord's, which is the Lord's Prayer. That's what it's written in. And in the Lord's Prayer, to pray does not mean to get down on your knees and ask God to please give you something. It tells you to go out into the world and take that which is yours. And sometimes, as in the case of these auto accidents that we both shared, what we took was the best actions we could in that moment. And the fact that we took some good actions, and also the fact that we're here to have this conversation with you, let you know that, in my case, I know for sure there are angels there, because when the windshield shattered, I didn't get a single cut on me. Okay, so we're really happy to be here with you today. And what can I say? I've been reading the paper again. You know, one of those things that I do periodically. Frequently I do, after I finish reading the paper, I use it to line the dog cage. But occasionally I see something interesting in it. However, today all I could find was Democrats in California, one of them was arrested for setting up gun smuggling ring or some darn thing like that. I mean, it's just endless. So where I have to go to find the good stuff is seminars. And for those of you who have known me for a number of years, this last weekend. I took the Landmark Graduate Forum, and OMG, there were people in that room that had been doing the work of Landmark for 40 years, some of 30 years. I myself started in 84. I took the last S training, and I took the first forum. And as we were saying this morning, the only reason that I'm here is because I had that technology and I had that community. And this weekend I started another course called the Wisdom Course, which is a 10-month course. And if you could see and know and experience what people actually create from these courses, you'd be amazed. One of the things is a book called Aging or Ageless, actually written by Ron Zeller, Mary Louise's husband. And it says, Rise Like a Phoenix from the Myth of Aging. We'll be talking more about Ron's book, but if you want to check it out, you can go over to Amazon.com. The cover's got a wonderful phoenix on it, and I've just gotten my hands on the book. Ron's an amazing man, and he's been seriously looking at what aging is about and about causing and creating your life rather than being a victim of your life. So once again, aging or ageless, you choose. Ron Zeller, and that's Z-E-L-L-E-R, and you can find that book at Amazon.com. So, Randy and Lewis, guess who I have here this morning?
Who do you have?
What were you going to say, Lewis?
I think you mentioned that you might have Mary Louise Zeller on today.
You think? Okay, champion, you've had quite a month. You want to welcome Mary Louise Zeller to Waking Up in America. We love having you here.
Thanks. I love getting up on my only Saturday to sleep, the only day I've had in a month to sleep on Saturday. I love it.
Don't you just love it? The opportunity that you would have slept through otherwise.
Absolutely. You know, Val, that was really interesting that you called this crisis opportunity, because so often in my life, if I look back and there's been some hard ordeal, really harsh emergency, whatever, and it's like you stand strong in the face of everything life throws at you, there's almost always some big breakthrough on the other side of that. It's almost like I get catapulted into some new possibility in the future.
You know, an interesting thing happened for me after I found myself swinging from the seatbelts in my car on the 28th of February, which was actually a month ago, as of yesterday. The amazing thing was that my life has changed since then in a way that was really subtle but profound. I noticed that I prioritized myself over others first. So I was wondering, I was curious, did any kind of shift happen for you after the accident and you realized that you were alive in spite of unsurmountable odds?
I was just really glad to be alive. And and it shook up the people around me, too, because it could have, you know, in a flash, in a second you get, it could all change. Had I been paralyzed or seriously injured and in the hospital trying to recover for months, and that happens to a lot of people. But I literally came through the thing like you, unscathed. My noble Lexus gave up its life for me. You know, so it was crushed. I'm sure you drive by on the freeway and you look at a car and you go, God bless them. I hope they live through that. Well, that's what you think when you see my car. But, you know, it was like the angels worked overtime.
Yeah,
and
I
didn't even get post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm surprised.
Well, you know what was funny? They kept asking me if I was in shock, and I said, I don't think so. It's really interesting to me that I had so, and I think it sounds like you had the same experience. I had no sense of anything other like, oh, then maybe this is it. And there wasn't any shock. I didn't happen. You got banged around way more than me. I slid through like in a roll, and my airbags didn't even go off. And as I was swinging there, I thought, well, that's really great. I'm alive. And I'm wondering, Randy and Lewis, have you ever had that kind of a transition or experience in your life, and what happened to you afterwards?
Definitely haven't been in any car experiences like either of you guys. Both of them sound like roller coasters, and both with great great outcomes. The worst I had is I had a car that I pulled off of the parking lot where I just had about $500 of repairs done, and my last words to them were, "Hope I don't see you guys again." And then I pulled out of the parking lot and pulled out in front of somebody, and they had to tell me right back in. So sometimes they just were in shock. They couldn't believe it. I just left, and now they were pulling me right back in. And it was my fault. I was in college, so.
Uh-huh.
Probably
so
was thinking about.
After that accident, did anything change for you?
That one was so minor. No. I mean, I guess my experiences where it went from, you know, like Mary Louise Zeller, she was 45 where she started something, you know, a whole new journey. I mean, I've had those life experiences, like I've mentioned before, when I went through my divorce, it really knocked me down for a while, and then I came out of that so much stronger. And look at life different and live it different, for sure.
Right, exactly. Lewis, what about you? Anything in your life? You don't have to have had a car accident to keep up with us, okay?
Well, but I could throw in a car accident, but...
Could you want to throw in a car accident? Sure, toss yours on the table, too.
Well, no, it was kind of interesting because, sort of miraculous, because it was a night driving at night on the Cross Bronx Expressway, I forget how many lanes going in each direction, and I'm in the right lane, and there's a tractor-trailer semi pulling by me. Doesn't realize I'm there and decides to pull into my lane, and so what happens to the car is it gets smacked against the wall and then spun around across all the lanes of traffic, and it was busy. It was like, you know, New York City at night. In the evening, it was nighttime, but it wasn't late. And so the next thing I know, I'm on the opposite lane all the way across, and 180 degrees, turned around. Now my car stops after banging against that wall and is looking straight at all full lanes of traffic coming at me, and miraculously the cars just, they stopped. Everybody just stopped. And there was no additional, bumper-to-bumper kind of event. I'm just looking at all of this traffic just came to a complete halt.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of an amazing experience. Now, did anything change as a result of that?
Yes, death-defying. You defied death, actually.
It was death-defying.
Yeah.
And it was quite miraculous. But, what will I say? I'm going to say I took it in stride. That sounds kind of crazy, but I don't think... I just walked away with a sense of gratitude, and I don't think there was anything that, any decision that I there wasn't anything about my life that I changed at that point in time. And
but did life change you? Because I noticed, Lewis, I didn't think anything other than gratitude. I was actually grateful to a driving instructor. I used to get ticketed for driving without my seatbelt on because I didn't want to bow down to society or some darn thing. I don't remember exactly what my idea behind it was. But this guy... This guy, 30 years before, looks at me, and he's got, like, egg down on his tie. I remember that, because I thought, am I supposed to listen to a guy with egg on his tie? And he points his finger at me, and he says, "You need to get it. You need to put your seatbelt on." And you know what? I did, ever since that day. So as I was swinging from the seatbelt, I went... Thank you, God, for the guy with egg on his tie.
There you go.
You know, and I think these people are the angels in our lives. So this whole conversation can lead from, and the crisis was, to where's the magic showing up in your life, okay? The magic for me is that my wonderful, lovable, the car I adored, my 1998 Jeep, was absolute history, and I had no choice about whether it was going to go away or not. And I suffered only a little bit of loss, even though the color was perfect. I loved this car. And I'm now driving a Honda. A Honda with all the bells and whistles, leather seats, great sound system, sunroof, low mileage, looks like it's a brand new car, and I'm singing in the car. So within a month, I'm singing in the car, and I'm upgraded like you wouldn't believe, and I'm in these amazing courses at Landmark. And I noticed, I didn't make a decision consciously to take care of myself. I just noticed that I'm handling me first. Whatever me needs first, if I need something, we'll get that first and we'll take care of you next. And before, I had a strategy through life that if I took care of you, then you'd love me. Okay? Didn't work that well until my actual personality showed up. So what I want our listeners to know is that no matter what you're going through, hang in there. Because I get some very sad letters sometimes from listeners who are stressed with foreclosure. They're stressed with all kinds of things. And I know darn well that Kayani gives me strength that I wouldn't have otherwise. I've had some very long days. I actually stopped my house from being sold in a foreclosure sale yesterday at 10 o'clock. And this was, I got this managed before I went to a seminar, you know? And by the way, here's a little clue for our listeners. You want to get, I don't know what it's like in your state, but talk to somebody that knows how to attach your property to somebody in bankruptcy, because it stops the sale temporarily. Then there's other things that we're investigating. There's a whole team of people that we've got working on these issues, because we all know that what the banks are doing is not a good thing. It's good for them. It's not good for us. And we're discovering ways to actually undo their work, and it includes the Securities and Exchange Commission, because they actually record when the bank sold your property and your note. And the moment they sold your note and monetized you, they lost the right to actually foreclose on you. So we're in a new realm here, but we're beginning to unravel this gorilla grip that these guys have had on American lives ever since they started it in 1871, and they've been ramping it up over the years. 1913 with a creature from Jekyll Island, when they got together, all the bankers, and decided how to milk American citizens. It's just a outrageous thing. So fortunately, the outrage is happening. Randy, do you happen to know if any more bankers have left the world or anything like that?
Well, I mean, the numbers that hit the mainstream are different from the alternative media. The numbers in alternative media are much higher, actually. I think that last I heard now was 20-something, and I think mainstream has put out about 12.
Huh.
So, who knows? It could be higher. I gotta say,
yeah?
Mary, this is off subject of the bankers, but Mary Louise just was in an accident with her Lexus, and you were in one with your Jeep, and I have a Lexus and just got a Jeep. I feel like we have something huge in common here.
Yeah, your cars are still running.
Well, I got to give one to a teenager, so I had to get another one. But I'm glad to hear that I'm in a safe one both ways. I got the Jeep now, and my son gets the Lexus.
Lexus has been number one for 14 years, and I'm picking up my new one today.
Yeah, what car is it?
Oh, outstanding.
Which, you know, I've been thinking for a month I wanted to get a new car, and I was like, okay, Mary Louise, this is not the way to get a new car. You could have just traded it in.
See, you were trying to write the rules, and someone else wrote the rules for you now.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's the truth, boy. You didn't put that on your... You didn't say, oh, gee, I think I want to get into a car collision and lose my car this morning.
Yeah, I should have specified.
I was actually told in 2006, when I was looking for a vehicle, by a general manager of BMW, that if I wanted a vehicle that would stay out of the shop and was totally safe, he said, get a Lexus. Because I was debating between the Lexus and BMW. He said, these things are in here all the time. The BMWs.
Yeah, they're pretty. But Lexus, he's right. You only do routine maintenance. This is my fourth one now, and I've never had one break. You just maintain them, and they just keep going and going unless you wreck them.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have this enormous capacity. Here you started Taekwondo at 45. You won 20 gold medals. That put you first in the world in forms. And now here you are as a Kayani person, and you're number one in the world. Well, that makes you number one in the U.S. as well. What do you do that allows you to do that, or who are you that allows you to do that?
I have a theory. One of the things that I am, the ways of being that I am, is committed to full engagement, being extraordinary. What I learned through 25 years of Taekwondo is that if you just do the work and you do it the best you can every single time, and you show up every single time with integrity, that somehow champion shows up. One of the things I do is in my physical space. If I'm ever thrown like off balance or something like the accident, I go and I clean drawers. I know this sounds totally weird on Saturday morning, but I clean and put things in order. And then I design to a new level. That's, people ask me what it is I do to have what I have. I do the work consistently over time without stopping. I go through, just like I went through, I mean, I hit things in that wreck, but it's like it, I just kept going through it. And I just go through all of that. And one of my distributors here in Utah said, well, I guess I'll cancel our lunch appointment on Monday. This was Saturday, the wreck was, a week ago today. I said, well, I actually feel okay. And they said, oh, well, but, you know, mentally you're going to be, you know, MIA. And I said, no, I actually feel very strong. And I did presentations this week. I did my webinars. I speak in foreign languages, and my brain is working, you know. I didn't have any post-traumatic stress disorder, and it was the kind of accident you probably would have. So,
totally.
I just, Val, I just be who I am. I'm fully engaged in everything that I do, whether it's in, and that's one of the things that happened for me after the accident. I appreciated washing dishes. I do dishes impeccably, and I do them reverently. Oh. You know, like the privilege it is to be alive and do things like godly. You know, so that's one of the things that I've always done. They say you cannot have more if you can't manage what you have. So I manage my physical environment in a way of excellence. If something is wrong, I fix it. And I take it to the next level, and I make it more beautiful.
I totally am on the page with you, and that's what I get by participating in Landmark work. I actually get a community that holds the same values that I do, and the acceleration that one has in life when you surround yourself with friends. In Landmark, we talk about conversations, okay? So you can hear, Mary Louise is, I told her when I went to her birthday and anniversary with Ron, that she and Ron were the two people that influenced me the most in my entire life, okay? So you understand how delighted I am to have her being here with us on the program, and how delighted I am to have her being sponsor of this program, because Mary Louise and her excellence is the space that Lewis and Randy and I move into, and it's not just her excellence. There's room for everybody to enjoy this kind of quality of life and being. So we're just very pleased to have her here today, and we also want to thank our sponsors for taking care of us so well and being such a contribution. We have Patricia Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar, and Randy, I actually was trying to get a hold of the guy yesterday to find out where our delivery is. Okay, because I don't think you've gotten your delivery yet this month, and I know I ran out a little while ago, so I'm on that. We will have one way or another. This apple cider vinegar, I actually use it to put my minerals and things of that nature in. I drink my Kayani separately because I just get off on the taste so much of the Kayani juice, and maybe we can talk a little bit more about what's in that. So we've got Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar, really good stuff. We've got Sir Jason Winter tea that actually strengthens the immune system. And so when you can take and drink tea and make yourself stronger without even noticing, I love the peach tea, and when it's cold, that's what I drink. In the summertime, I actually use it as an iced tea, too. That's my fave. But over on our website at wakingupinamerica.com, you'll see that we have links to all these different conversations on the webpage. We actually have a link to the Smile Train. I love these guys because what they do for $200 is they fix a child's cleft split lip and cleft palate and things of that nature, and they transform children's lives, and they do that all over the world. So you can be a part of that. We have Kyani Bites, which is Louis Constantine's website, and he gives us regular weekly updates on what's happening in the world there. We've got a congressman talking about what's going on in our crooked world. We have a request to remove Obamacare. Underneath that, we have our presenting sponsor, Kyani, which takes you right over to my webpage, actually, where I have the Kyani products available. We have underneath that, we have the free Kyani webinar at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, and Mary Louise does that. And she also speaks Spanish. I mean, this woman, just she rides horses, speaks Spanish, and taps dances on the moon. She's one of those people. So underneath that is the recipe, the Bragg recipe. You can go right over to Bragg's website, and this woman's father actually opened the first health food store in America in 1919. So it's a legacy here, and she's the cutest thing with her little hat and flower on it. We've got My Directed Breath, which actually I developed in the first landmark forum back in 1984, and I have a global consulting practice with clearing people with issues from the past and also completing issues inside their DNA. We have the Science of Age Reversal by the same people that sell you Aqua Chi. And go in there and check that out. You'll see the little DNA strand on it. You're going to be blown away by what's happening with DNA and aging. We've got the Koning Company for cleaning out the Eustachian tube, which runs from below your ear down to your collarbone. There's the link for Sir Jason Winter Tea. Underneath is the Shift Network. They're about teaching peace and a number of other things. They have marvelous people around them. We have Protandem, the link there. That's a blood purifier. And along with Kyani, that's the only other thing. That and some minerals are what I take daily. We have Marketing with the Stars. They have a good, clean mailing list of over 100,000 people. And when I want to announce something to the world, I put it through Marketing with the Stars. And they're good people. They're very high quality. And they buy your products if they want them. Randy Shannon, founder of 42action.org, she's our little triathlete here, and we'll have to talk more about that after the break here. We have Aqua Chi, which I mentioned. That's the foot bath that actually detoxifies you and energizes your body on top of it. When people do that, I did it for like 8 days in a row, actually, so I could get to Mary Louise and Ron's celebration last year because my joints were so bad, so I started Kyani, and I did Aqua Chi, and I got my knees working well enough so that I could get on a plane and visit my two favorite people. Underneath that, you'll see the Planetary Activation Organization for those of you who are waiting for the first landing of our extraterrestrial friends, which I'm very curious about. It was actually on Sheldon's conversation on Thursday. They do a seminar once a Colleen and Sheldon. Colleen is his wife's partner. They do a seminar once a month, and they have great graphics, great pictures, and great conversations. And Sheldon was talking about how his first trip to a spaceship when he was a kid, and how he liked to play with toys that they wanted to bring back. One of them was something that actually a tool that allowed him to walk through walls. So you may or may not accept all of this, but just consider that what Sheldon and Colleen are talking about is a definite possibility. We also have El Pinto. Good old El Pinto. Jim, thank you so much. El Pinto is doing it again, okay? 50% off in March, and March is almost up. I'm going to see if I can get him to carry this on one more day, because or one more month, because I don't know if you've been to El Pinto, but it's a destination restaurant. So when you get to Albuquerque, make sure you get to El Pinto. Mike, are you there? I don't know. Sometimes he's busy during the break. But Mike was at El Pinto with us at Christmas. Jim had us celebrate. It was absolutely terrific. We've got Winning in Court, You Have the Right, and you can check that out as well. That's Tad Patterson. Except I think he's moving into organic gardening, so we'll see how that all plays out. So,
wow, that's a shift.
I know. It's like what I think, Randy, sometimes when you get tired with fighting, you just want to grow a plant.
I get that.
You know, it was funny. I have to tell you, when they sent me the foreclosure notice, I called up their attorney and I said, "Why are you wasting money on me? They've been after me now for 6 years."
Mm-hmm.
And what I know is every time they come after me, it costs them at least $20,000.
Wow.
So I find that out. I don't hang up on the people that call to save me from things. What I actually do is I say, "Well, how do you plan on saving me? You know, what method are you going to use?" And then I write them all down, and then I use them as places to check. And that's why we have so much checking going on. You're doing 42 Action, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry Vincent, she's investigating something else. Barb Anderson, Debbie Ringchop. I mean, the team I have is dangerous. Watch out, dudes.
Yeah.
So, Randy, you little triathlete, you. What would you like to ask Mary Louise or talk to, you know, put out into the air today?
Well, I want to talk about some of the experiments that I've been doing with the Kayani. Remember when I started taking it, and I mentioned this, that I started to dream again?
Yes.
And I thought, you know, what is it really from? Because I was taking a Protandim, and I was taking all kinds of longevity products and then the Kayani products. So I stopped taking the fish oil, which was what I thought it might be, or a combination of the sunrise. I've been experimenting. I take the sunrise, I don't dream. That's the blueberry, the liquid in the packets. I don't have the dreams, at least nothing I can remember. I take the Protandim, I'm not dreaming. When I take the fish oil in combination with those things, I have dreams.
Interesting.
Yep. That's
and
what
so
it
now
is.
Now I'm going to experiment taking away all products and just taking the fish oil and seeing if I do it with just the fish oil. Go ahead.
Oh, that's a good experiment.
Yeah.
I know it's the fish oil, too. I hear that a lot.
Do you?
You do hear it.
What do you hear the most? What do people say to you?
First of all, when they take the that sunset, the Kayani sunset, it comes from Alaska, so it's wild caught fish in some of the purest, coldest waters left on Earth, and it's very pure and potent. Most fish oils you buy on the market are polluted with all kinds of heavy metals, and they come from farm fish, and it's kind of like the bologna left over from farm fish, and they're very toxic. So it actually damages your body and is of no use, because unless the fish swims, exercises, it doesn't produce a high quality of EPA, DHA, omega-3. So there's something about this fish oil in particular, because that's never happened to me before, and I've taken fish oil for a long time. But until Kayani, I noticed that right away too, Randy. And people sleep deeper, sleep less, and they have vivid dreams.
So there's
and I remember the dreams, whereas otherwise I don't.
Yeah, that's the thing. I would wake up and actually remember the dream, and a lot of times I would wake up directly from the dream.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. I had that experience just yesterday. Oh, this is whatever realm we're walking in. You know, one of my clients said something interesting to me. She says, "For God's sakes, Val," she says, "we're just human." And I said, "You have a concept of what just human is." I said, "It's not the same as mine." How many miles? What's the longest race Ron ever ran?
120 miles.
120. Her husband ran 120 miles. Okay, and then at what age did he win Power Champion of the world in weightlifting?
He was 70.
70. Okay.
Wow.
And at what age did you start taekwondo? Start.
I started absolutely at 38, but then I had 5 pregnancies. I was trying to have another child, and, you know, after the age of 40, you have about a 50% rate of miscarriage, and I had a 75% rate of miscarriage.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't go back to it. I didn't pardon me. I hadn't got my black belt. So it was, Adam was a year and a half old. I had him when I was 44. So I was probably a little over 45.
And there you go. And notice the ages. You know, I'm 73, okay, going on 74. That's the body age. But you know what's funny? Since I started taking the Landmark course, I took a break from Landmark for a while. I had a lot of great excuses why I wasn't over there. It was too far away, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff, you know. And then when I went back, I had Kayani got me walking again. My knees were so bad on Father's Day of last year that I was actually screaming when I went down to get the dogs out of their cages. My knees hurt so badly, and I was trying to clean the cages out. And I thought, oh, God, something's got to happen. And Mary Louise talked to me about Kayani, and I started taking it. And you should see the difference in me. I'm not telling you every ache and pain has gone from my knees. I am telling you I now have the capacity to dance and have been caught doing it on more than one occasion. I'm also singing again.
Yeah, you're dancing
and,
you're singing. You went from swinging upside down to singing.
Upside down. You know what my first reaction was? Just gratitude. I mean, other people say, oh, my God, or whatever. Just gratitude to the driving instructor was the first thing that popped into my mind, you know? It's like, no, I wasn't in shock. I was in amazement.
I'm going to add a couple things here, because one about Kayani and one about Mary Louise, your comments about how you approach your day and what you think it is that works for you. If I just can for a moment, one is that for folks who are listening and who are interested in this thing called Kayani, which you hear about to some degree every week for good reason, it does affect the brain. It affects the brain in a variety of ways. And yeah, okay, that you might say, well, we know that nutrients are required for brain function, but there's some very specific things that the components of the Kayani products do, and it turns out that all of them have effects that are favorable to mood, and probably also to what's going on in the dream state. And
really?
It has to do with, yeah, absolutely, because a variety of neurotransmitters that are important for having a good mood, like serotonin, you know, you hear about these things called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Those are drugs like...
Right, I heard about those every day.
Well, so you do. You do hear about those every day because you have a lot of people who are taking those. Guess what? Polyphenols, a variety of them, actually enhance your brain's innate ability to produce those substances, not just serotonin, but dopamine and some others. Polyphenols also activate some of the anti-anxiety receptors in your brain, kind of like the ones that the so-called benzodiazepines, things like Valium, effect. So you're getting a natural anti-anxiety, a natural mood-boosting effect just from all of those good things that come from those fruits in sunrise. And I would think there's got to be thousands of different polyphenols in that particular combination.
Now, what does a polyphenol do exactly?
Well, a polyphenol, polyphenol really refers to the chemical structure. There's a thing called a phenol ring, and there are multiple phenols that are aligned in a variety, you know, that are connected one way or another. So the polyphenols typically give pigment to fruit. People have heard that pigmented fruit are good for you. Well, this is why. It's because these compounds do these amazing things in the brain. But they do the amazing things everywhere else, but we're focusing on the brain because Randy was talking about dreams. The dream state. But they are synergistic with nitric oxide, which also causes the enhanced production of a certain substance, which is called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, and you need that also for enhanced mood. That's partly what's responsible for the good mood that people who run long distances may find, because exercise promotes nitric oxide delivery and production in the brain as well as elsewhere. And the omega-3s are essential for the normal function of the cannabinoid receptors. Those are the ones that THC, you know, that thing that you find in marijuana.
that thing with, that's quite popular.
Well, those cannabinoid receptors, they don't start when you start smoking or taking marijuana or whatever. I mean, they're there in your brain, and they have a variety of functions. But part of that also has to do with mood elevation, and they don't function properly. There's an uncoupling that occurs if you don't have enough omega-3.
We know. What you're pointing to is really interesting when you're talking about the comparison between the Kayani and THC. I read an article just in the last week, and I saw a television program that says that they're isolating that particular element. They gave an example of, oh, God, I can't even imagine being this child's parents. I would be torn to pieces. They had a little girl that started out, she was a twin, okay, and then she evolved, and her twin sister evolved normally, and for some reason this little twin girl, started having seizures. And after, by the time she was three, she was, it makes me cry, she was having 300 seizures a day. Can you even imagine watching your child go through that? They started giving the child THC as a last resort. They didn't know about Kayani, but they knew that it was one of the things that can be separated out of marijuana, and it's the part that doesn't, quote, it doesn't cause you any kind of a high. It's actually an effective part of the, it's the THC that actually heals different things, what's in the Kayani. So if you don't want to have your kids smoking or using marijuana to stop their fits or their reactions, the Kayani should be able to do that too. And have you noticed something with that, Mary Louise? Where have you heard anything in the area of that?
I just know that the people I used to coach when I was coaching for 25 years, and they run across me now. They say, "Oh my gosh, you're totally different. You're a much nicer person. I must have been the coach from the hot place, you know." So, but I remember being far more irritable in my life. Sometimes when you're very demanding of yourself, you think everybody else ought to measure up, and you're angry when they don't. And I just remember being a lot more angry, emotional, irritable. And I've had probably one of the most stressful years of my entire life,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
traveling around the world and just having that accident, noticing that I don't have post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm just in my life handling things. And I'm engaged. I'm not ever depressed. I think when they called you a fathead when you were a kid, they were absolutely right. Dr. Constantine talked about needing the omega-3s. The brain needs it. And then we have the nitro effects, you know, the three products they call the triangle of health. It's really a miracle. I've taken supplements. I've written a book on supplementation for health and high performance.
What is the name of your book, by the way?
Secrets of the Fountain of Youth.
There you go. You can probably get that on Amazon, right?
Yeah, you can. I am writing with Mike Akagi. He sponsored me into Kayani. He's a 63-year-old world-class runner. We ought to get him on this program. And
I think so, too.
Yeah, because you run 100 miles a week for 25 years, and you have a little bit of pain in your body after that.
Randy, wake up, 100 miles a week. When you
He does 100 miles
wow.
a week for 25 years straight. So
that's incredible. I only do about 20-something, and I think.
Well, I trained 4 to 6 hours a day for 20 years, and you get a breakdown in your body, the knees and everything. My knee pain was gone in 4 days.
Really?
And my brain just works better on this stuff. The nitric oxide is a signaling molecule. It's a neurotransmitter. My degree's in biology, too. So I understand, Dr. Constantine.
What does that mean?
Pardon?
What is a signaling molecule?
Well, you need nitric oxide for a cell to communicate. We have a communication system. Every thought in our brain occurs only in the presence of nitric oxide. And I went to Portland and led a presentation on the products, and a man there was Leroy Meridi. I won't ever forget his name. And he has had severe Parkinson's, flailing, not just tremors, but flailing. And he took the Nitro Extreme product and within 10 minutes stopped tremoring. And it was miraculous because I didn't know he hadn't stopped tremoring in 10 years.
Okay, that's really interesting that you say that. Stuart Sank, this is for you, Stuart Sank. Stuart Sank got me my Honda. I bought my fourth car from him, and he's been shaking, okay? I hadn't seen him in a while. And you know what? Last night I gave him one of the Kayani Nitro packs, the intro packs, and I said, try it for a week and tell me what happens with your shaking. And I actually know it's going to affect him. I just know it. And I can't tell you how powerful it is to give somebody a package of something. The least, if they're out of touch with their body, they'll say it tastes good. That's the least they'll say. If they're in touch with their body, they'll go, oh, wow, that was interesting, this or that or whatever started to shift for me. And the anxiety that I don't have anxiety very often anymore, Mary Louise.
That's huge.
Which product in particular are you talking about? The Nitro Effects or something else?
I think it's the omegas that help people with depression. I've seen people with depressive disorder for 5 years, not even functioning in life, become better one day on the product. Kids with ADD, autism, you could go to YouTube and put in the search box Kayani autism, Kayani Parkinson's, Kayani diabetes, Kayani heart disease, and you can see testimonials and watch them probably for the next week.
That's just awesome. Absolutely awesome. So this is the possibility here, folks. We are human, but if you've seen the television series, Intelligence. I like this series a lot. It's about a man who actually has a biochip implanted in him. So he's, quotes, an ordinary human with extraordinary qualities that he's allowed to develop, and he sees the world differently, and he acts differently. And that's the experience that I have with Kayani, and this is why it was so important to me that we be related, to be talking to you out there, because if you looked at our list of sponsors, you see that what we're about is you having the ultimate life and the best life that's possible. So, what kind of a tip would you like to give our listeners besides going right over to the website and checking it out, Mary Louise, out of your strength that you've gotten from taking Kayani and the other things that you've done over the years? What would be the single most important thing they could do besides taking the product?
Single most important thing they could do. They could come play with Dr. Constantine and me. We're actually taking Kayani around the world. It's a great project. I think it's one of the, it, you get refined, you get developed, and you don't usually say those words. With somebody being 70 years old, which is what I am expanding at the fastest rate of my entire life right now. And my body is actually healing, going the other way. It's almost like reversing the decline of aging.
Yeah, it is. It totally
is. What is your routine daily as far as what you're taking?
I get up in the morning and I take the Nitro Effect. I used to have migraine headaches for 30 years, and I got to the end of the first month on Kayani and I hadn't had a migraine. And I was like, oh my gosh, usually I have two or three and I'm out of commission for two or three days at a time. And sometimes end up in the hospital, they'd be so bad.
Wow.
So, like thinking you're dying with a brain tumor that nothing normal could hurt that much. So that's huge for me not to have migraines. I've had headaches since I was a little girl, and I don't have headaches, much less migraines right now. So when they came out with the Nitro Extreme, which is about a 5 times stronger version,
a
lot of people interested in high performance, I like it too. So I thought, well, a little bit's good, a lot's better, I'll go to the higher concentrations. And then I started getting headaches, didn't get a migraine. And I thought, the only thing I changed was I just left off the Nitro Effects. So I get them both now, and I use the Nitro Effects first thing in the morning. It opens up circulation, so it's going to improve absorption at the cell level of the nutrients. So then I take the Kayani Sunrise, and you only take 1 ounce one time a day, and is super concentrated. You should probably do it with food, too, because a lot of people can't do vitamins and minerals on an empty stomach, and they have 100% to 3,000% of vitamins and minerals in it, too, along with all these amazing herbs and superfruits. Like, now they have amla, maki, they have mangosteen and acai, along with the wild Alaskan blueberry.
I want to stop you for a minute. Because you said something that's really important. A lot of people are concerned that Kayani might be contraindicated because it might be some kind of a drug or something. But you said it, superfoods. This is a superfood. Tell them what an adaptogen is.
Well, anytime you have a severe environment, it's like having somebody foreclose on your house. It does strengthen you when you have to go through that. So up in Alaska, where these wild Alaskan blueberries come from, there's thousands of acres of tundra, and the temperatures go to 100 degrees below zero. They have sometimes 3 months of darkness in the wintertime and 3 months of 24-hour days of a day of sun in the summertime. And if you took a blueberry bush, which is very great, the common domestic farm blueberry is great, but if you took that bush up to Alaska, it wouldn't survive 1 year. So over millennia, these wild Alaskan blueberries have survived this severe environment. So they adapted. It's survival of the fittest. And there's a certain adaptogenic quality, and an adaptogen, for a plant to be classified an adaptogen, it has to have an overall tonic effect on the body with no known side effects. And all these products have no known side effects. They're not stimulant. They work at the cell level to produce body function. The human body functions with this super nutrition. Like, I don't remember. I mean, I'm 70 and I feel like I'm 30. Even when I'm traumatized, I go through the trauma with hardly a hiccup. And, you know, so I think if you consume the fruit of a plant that's adaptogenic, it gives you an adaptogenic quality, too. So even it boosts the immune system. I was trying to remember the last time I had a cold or flu.
Yeah. And I'm trying to slip in a lot here before because we're almost off the air. I want you to really quickly tell our listeners about how much money the owners have taken out of the company since they started it 8 years ago.
That's amazing. The industry has been very corrupt, and Kayani has literally fixed everything that's ever been wrong in the industry, and they've taken out nothing. Most investors, and I usually call them ravenous wolves investors, kind of like bankers, but they've taken nothing out of it. They've invested hundreds of millions of dollars into a global structure. We're now in 60 countries.
Wow.
And Kayani is now going into full-blown global momentum. We're really at that breakout moment. And that's the other part. This business works. So our owners have integrity and ability, and the products have integrity, and the plan is very just and fair. If you if you throw a lot
of
kicks, you're going to be a champion.
I got to stop you here.
Okay.
We want you to go to the Kayani seminar, a webinar, which is on Wednesdays. The link is there on the website. Check it out. This is real important. There's not only are all there's these health benefits there, there's an enormous amount of opportunity for anybody that loves health and wants to make some money helping people to be healthy and living in a positive realm. Randy, one last sentence from you before we close off.
I just want to recommend everybody go to the seminars, read the books, and this woman is on to something. Very exciting.
Yeah, she is. Lewis, one last sentence.
No, the same thing. I think you need to think about the chi in the food you eat, and there may be a difference between EPA from one fish and another. We can talk more about that some other day.
Right, and remember, this is a superfood, guys. So this program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, ConeyCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, Guru Mai, John Denver, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams in memoriam, and DrValerie.com, and Dr. is all spelled out. We thank our producers and sponsors. Ron Hayes is our wonderful research editor, and a big thank you to our team at Voice America, Jess Bernard, Nathan Jett, Brad Comer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, DeMond, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale. You heard his voice. Dasha, Monica Raines, to John Young at TotallyGospel.com. A big thanks to John Thomas, our webmaster. Merci beaucoup to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3 next week. Invite a friend to listen. Write us at ValWakingUpInAmerica.com. And remember, City of Southeast 40th, do a mitzvah today and go check out a seminar and then give someone a boost. We love you. We'll be back next week.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Almost ordinary people.